101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Isaac Magena, he never hesitates to speak to us, which is really greatly appreciated. Isaac, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah,
good morning to the listeners.
Good morning. Good morning. So yesterday, as well as last Sunday, we had these massive power, what seems to be a massive power outage in the northeastern suburbs of Johannesburg. We are always, you know, we started off thinking it's just Glen Hazel, but when I followed on social media, it appears as though it was a large area. So we were out yesterday for about 3 hours initially, and then another 3 hours later on in the day. This also happened last week, Sunday. What is the, we know it's not load shedding. What is the story?
Thanks for giving us the opportunity. Look, the problem that happened yesterday was, the earlier outage, which we can confirm, happened at, our, Sebenza substation. That is the substation, the substation, east of Johannesburg, which feeds most of the eastern and northeastern parts of Johannesburg, including the areas where you are, and including Glen Hazel, Lindest, and other areas, even Bruma. So the problem there was, the storm winds. The trees around Bedford View, tempered with our main lines, which feeds around 20 substations in different suburbs across those areas that I've mentioned. So when it happened initially, we had to basically check what the issue was, and we investigated. We didn't see any problem, and then that's when we switched on again. But then later, following further investigations, we realized that there were some trees that were actually encroaching on our servitude, and that's when we decided to. So the second time around, we deliberately switched it off so that we can cut those trees off, and then we can have a stable supply of electricity to the residents.
So the fact is that it was actually dealt with fairly quickly, because once the power came back on, the problem was identified and dealt with. Last Sunday, when we had that large outage, there was a letter that went around, I think it was from the DA, claiming that, well, there's no maintenance crews and contracts aren't renewed. Can you speak to us about that? That made people very nervous. To me, it was a big concern. I don't like to see those types of letters going around, because I think all it does is undermine people's confidence, and I don't think we need that right now. But if there's truth to it, it's obviously something that people need to know. What is the current situation?
Last week, there were many problems that happened around our network. And I don't like to basically put the blame on the weather again, because we had a court order that basically extended the duration of the contract that we had to until the end of October. So from the 1st of November, the situation was such that we may not have the new contracts going into November, but that was dealt with because the court gave us an opportunity to go on an emergency procurement, and we eventually managed to basically onboard some contractors to be able to deal with our network. The DA's letter is not true. Because obviously with the kind of weather that we had last week, you know, when there are storms and so forth, we get stressed in terms of manpower. That this also happens even during winter time. It's not something new, really. But to say there were no, we managed to onboard. Remember the previous contracts that we have, we had about a 60 labor contract, but then now we managed to actually even onboard and double that to about 129 contractors. So as I'm talking to you now, we've got those contractors, at least 80% of them are currently at work. The remaining part of those are actually being, you know, trained around the issues of safety. And also compliance. So that's basically what we have currently. But So, and then to also address the issue of there were many outages across the city of Johannesburg last weekend. We at some point we had about close to 4,000 calls that were locked. The issue there was also the issue of the storms, right? So right. What happens is, across the city of Johannesburg, I'm sure even yourself, when you took a drive, there were several trees that were uprooted. The same happened to also some of our poles, the transmission poles. Some of them were uprooted, but then also when the trees were falling, some of them fell on top of our lines. And as such, the lines themselves will just trip. So City Power does not cut trees. The trees are cut by City Parks and Zoo. Mm-hmm. So we had to get them. Obviously, we also do the call logging with them.
Right.
So they can come through and cut most of the trees across Hestill area, across right. Bruma, across most of that. You know, Johannesburg is a bush.
It is really. Incredibly so, yeah.
So we had that issue and Parks and Zoo also had a problem with the backlog, and they issued a statement to that effect to say, apart from issues of electricity and the fact that the roads were blocked, we also have to deal with some of these trees that have actually fallen in other areas. So we had that problem to deal with.
In other words, it causes stress on the entire system. The whole ecosystem effectively gets stressed when these storms happen because it relies on various parts of city functioning in order to maintain or to deal with the weather.
Yeah, indeed, that's the issue that we have there. But I don't want to also take away from the fact that some of the outages, at least few of those outages, were due to our network, really. Part of our network is also old network. Mm. I went to one of the substations 2 weeks ago, where I was told that one of the transformers that was working there is over 8 years old.
Wow.
I wasn't even an ID in my mother's head at that time. So sure. you can see that we also have some
an
of the
aging
issues
infrastructure.
That,
yeah.
Aging infrastructure that we have to deal with. We are currently busy working on that. Every time we do a budgeting cycle, we try to face off some of those old infrastructure, and that's why we have Sevenza substation to the east. It's the state of the art brand new substation, and we also have Roosevelt and so forth. So we keep on basically taking out the old and replacing with the new. But also because of we are moving to what we want to call a smart city.
Right. The one of our listeners saying, "Hi Howard, we've had no electricity in Victory Park since 1 a.m. I didn't ask you to look into that. Do you happen to know about it?
Where's Victory Park?
Victory Park is on Randburg, the near Randburg. Yeah. It's on the west, more western part of Johannesburg, Linden.
Oh,
yeah."
I don't know about that. I know some parts of Alex did not come back yesterday. Some parts of Bramley as well. After we switched on, and I think it was because of the overloading that happens. Remember when you've got so many suburbs that are off, when you switch on, some of those are not coming back. But also we've got the problem of vandalism and theft. When electricity is off, it's also moment for thieves to basically tap into or try to steal a cable here or a copper there or just some of the material that we have. So I'm not sure if that is the case in Victory Park. I will have to check. And
if you could just check that and just send me a message, then, once we're off the call, then I can tell our Victory Park listeners.
Customers. I'll definitely do so.
All right. I greatly appreciate it. And Isaac, thank you for always being available to us. I can tell you that whenever I contact Isaac, no matter whether it's to be on the show, whether it's just to get an update for our listeners, he's always available. And I think that makes a massive difference that there is somebody that is prepared to help us answer some of these questions. Isaac, thank you for taking the time. Isaac Magena is the city power spokesperson.